Director of Forestry Fitzgerald Providence is urging Vincentians not to use any hazardous substance for fishing. He said such methods of fishing are illegal.
We are actually in the Holy Week, coming close to the Easter weekend. You know, by tradition, persons want to eat mainly fish, and we know river fish is one of the delicacies people like to enjoy, from the crustaceans, like the crayfish, to the mullets and other fish and crustaceans that live in our rivers. We're asking persons when they fish to use the traditional method of the basket or the hand to catch the fish or the lobsters or the crayfish, to use that and do not use any material, any substance, liquid or powder that will stupefy or kill the fish, so that they can capture them, because these are illegal in terms of using any material to poison the rivers.
Mr. Providence also spoke of some of the consequences of hazardous fishing on the dynamics of the river.
Also know that persons use the rivers downstream, so when the poisons affect a lot of fish and some are not caught, and then they die and they rot in the rivers, and that causes the whole chemistry of the river to change. That can affect persons downstream and other animals downstream.
And Mr. Providence is also reminding persons that they can be fined for using unconventional methods for fishing.
Under the Wildlife Act, persons who use poisonous material in the rivers can be prosecuted under these and fined under the Wildlife Protection Act of 1991. So if you're caught doing that, you can be prosecuted under law.
Director of Forestry, Fitzgerald Providence. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's special report.